Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Did you know you have a camera with you all the time? And it's not the cell phone in your pocket. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the snapshots you take in the memories of your mind. Yes, those photographs that are not stored in the cloud somewhere, but in your heart. You see, you have to pause in life to get those pictures. Someone needs to tell you to stop. Soak it in. Relish the moment. Take a snapshot in your mind, in your heart. Tammy Moniz loves to capture moments. Yes, she does that as a photographer, mother of five children, and wife of world-famous big wave surfer Tony Moniz. We pause at the beginning of our broadcast to remind you the reason Tammy's with us, Suzanne, while we're here together, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. You see, there's nothing quite like pausing in the moment of life to capture a moment like when you're a follower of Jesus, because there's a peace, there's an assurance, there's a purpose in spite of whatever circumstance you might be facing. And that's why we want to share that Christ loves you so much, dear friend, that whatever you're going through right now, we want you to know he loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ calls you today to himself. Can you hear him? We believe you're going to hear him very clearly today. Would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? That indeed is our heart. That's our prayer. Tammy and Tony Moniz are the owners of the Faith Riding Company, a clothing brand, and also Faith Surf School in Waikiki. They have five children, Micah, Kalia, Isaiah, Josh, and Seth. Tammy, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in a lot of places. Grew up in Hawaii Kai, I grew up in Haleiwa, I grew up in Palolo, I grew up in Kahala as a child.
And you know, when someone mentions that they grew up here, there, sometimes people, you know, take us, it's like taking us on a field trip where they live. I think, Suzanne, Tammy, it uniquely enables us to relate with different people.
Yes.
In different places. Mm-hmm. In the world, really. Sort of a cosmopolitan. Well, who influenced you most, Tammy, in your growing up years?
I think when I started going to youth group when I was a senior in high school, Auntie Hazel Kennedy was our youth group leader, and I became very close to her and her family because I was so attracted to Jesus and his love and just the gospel, the truth that I heard and felt for the first time, where I really understood it and I felt it. And since then, I've never left.
Take us there.
Senior in high school.
Yeah, senior in high school. Let's go back. Auntie Hazel Kennedy, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up just searching for, I guess, love. You know, my mom and my dad had gotten divorced when I was 8, and we moved around a lot. And my mom, you know, did everything she could for us, raising us, four of us, me and my three brothers. But there was always this big hole, you know. And you would, you know, I'd look for it in things or people, and I would get close to, you know, like a person that would be a father figure, someone that would, you know, loved me, like a big brother or father, and somehow they would pass away or they would go away. So there was just this, you know, it's just a hard ache inside of me. And when I went to the Bible study for the first time, it was just such a beautiful experience to me, because I walked in and there were like 70 kids, all from my school, that were in the living room, and the light was like halfway, you know, lit, dark and light, and there was just this feeling of that I walked into, like this sense of peace, a sense of comfort, a sense of love. And everyone was singing and closing their eyes, and it was so odd to me in a way, because I've never seen that, you know, people so like reverent, so that they weren't looking around worried about this person or that person. They were just so reverent towards Jesus. And when I sat there, I just kept on looking around going, whoa, is this real? Like, what are we doing? But I was just so gravitated toward whatever was happening there. And, you know, as I went every week and listened to the messages, she spoke on Jesus's love over and over. God loves you. It's just exactly how you opened up today. You know, that was my first message, the strongest message I had as a young believer. And so that got ingrained in my spirit. Like, there's no way around Jesus's death for me. Jesus' forgiveness of my sins, Jesus' healing for me as a young person that had a lot of emptiness inside of me, a lot of insecurities and pain. But God came and just raptured me. And so, you know, I was forever changed at that time. And even when I look back I'm 52 years old. And when I have these moments of reflection, thinking like, wow, what would my life be without Jesus? It's a really scary thought, because I could not imagine me living my life not knowing this love.
Tammy, do you mind my asking, did a friend invite you to the Bible study?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And had you heard about it before?
No.
So they just invited you.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Kaiser.
Okay.
High school.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
When I hear someone, Tammy, you know, we can't prepare for what God is going to do in every broadcast, because the Spirit of God, well, what did Jesus say? The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going.
Mm-hmm.
So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God has moved certainly in your heart and in your life. What happened after you came to know the Lord and began to walk with Him? Did your life change? What was different?
I think my life completely changed. From not knowing a definite love to knowing a definite love, and the value of that love, and the value of who I am because of His death, was very ingrained in me. My Auntie Hazel, again, taught it in depth. She printed it out on those old printers with those, you know, those holes on the side, yes, and you break, yes, off the side.
You gotta pull them off on the side. Right?
You're, yeah, dating us now, Tammy.
Yeah, exactly. And I asked for it, and she printed it out for me, and I wish I had it. I mean, I'm surprised I can't find that, because that was like, I would just read that over and over and over again. It was like a 3-part series on God's love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can see the print, I can see the paper, I can almost feel it, just, you know, reminding myself, and it just got ingrained in me. That's the first thing that got ingrained in me. And I was also very, you know, I love music. I'm very moved by music and song and dance. So because worship was such a powerful, you know, thing back then with her, she had such a anointing and a prophetic anointing as well. I got hammered, you know, like I got so rocked and moved. It was real to me. It was not a question. It was like a long time search of something I didn't realize I needed in my life. And it just got answered, you know.
Where were you in the family placement with these brothers?
My brothers, I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they come along?
Oh, no. They
not yet.
I think they came to some of the Bible studies, yeah. They okay. I think they did. Yeah.
Okay. When you think of Tammy and Tony, when you hear the name Tony Moniz, mm-hmm. you think of big wave surfing, world class big wave surfing. There, it's like a synonymous term when you think of that, or when you hear the name. When we come back from our break, since Tammy married Tony, I got to bring up surfing. And so when we come back, I'm just setting us up a little bit here. And when we come back, a question. When did you start surfing? When did you learn to surf? I'm going to leave it there because I think the answer to that question may apply to many of us. Dear friend, it will apply to you, I believe. I think I feel that. But you've got to stick with us, okay? Stick with us because we're going to arrive a special wave in this broadcast today. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, riding a wave. I mentioned that we're going to be riding a wave, as it were, in our broadcast today. Tammy Moniz is our guest. I'm Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. We're grateful that you're with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. FaithSurfSchool.com. FaithSurfSchool.com. Tammy, I read that you started surfing when you were 20. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you start earlier?
Well, one, I'm very scared of waves. I think I had a bad experience when I was two in the water, and I realized that's where it comes from, where I'm still afraid of bigger waves. So I'm a 2 feet Fate Yanagi and glassy situation here.
So when you mentioned that starting, 20 years old, had you already married Tony at the time, or were you surfing before then?
No, I actually my brothers surfed when we were young, when they were younger, but I just wasn't interested, just scared. And then I started working at Locomotion on Kapilani Boulevard back in those old days, and of course, you got to try and surf. But back in those days, you don't take a proper surf lesson. My manager Lee Tonai would take me and just say, here's the board. I mean, they just took you surfing, pretty much just like, here's the board and here we are. We're going to paddle out and that's it. Just follow me. And, it was a struggle. So, it took me a while to even catch the first wave because I was scared. The board was small. It was a struggle, but, it was fun and beautiful. And yeah.
I hope you had a leash.
I did have
my
a leash.
My first surfing and last, I didn't have a leash.
Okay, that's a problem.
Tiffany Foyle writes in Free Surf Magazine, freesurfmagazine.com, Tammy Moniz, mother, love. I read where you wrote, I didn't want to fail at anything, which is why I never tried to play any sports growing up. Mm-hmm. Where did that fear of failure come from?
I just don't like to disappoint someone. Mm-hmm. I cry when I get scoldings when my boss at Lee Tonai would scold me because I would do too many forms that they don't need. And he would just say, Tam, it's a lot of forms and we don't need those. And one time Anuhula, my kumu, kind of scolded us because we didn't know the words to the song because we're supposed to sing, right? Oops. And of course I'm like, and he's like, starts going down on us. I'm like, I mean, I cried like a baby. Like, it was embarrassing.
Like the boohoo cry?
Yes, like ugly cry. So sad.
We're laughing about crying. It's a light moment now, laughing about crying. But when I read that, I thought, Tammy can relate with me. And she can relate with our listener today. Mm-hmm. Someone right now driving or in the hospital or someone at work. Deep down inside of it, you said it so freely, but we don't admit it. But there's a fear of failure in all of us.
Yes.
And that's that part where we don't really like to talk about, but it paralyzes us. Mm-hmm. It keeps us from opportunities. Opportunity may come, we just let it pass. We don't want to fail. How did your relationship with God help you overcome that?
Whew.
Okay.
I mean, it's an ongoing thing, But when you know that you're going to fall into his arms, like, you can take your chances, you can take your risks, And I think the hardest thing to risk is love, because it hurts the most. Mm-hmm. And it's the most for disappointment, Mm-hmm. And it sometimes marks you, it marks you. But because I understand what Jesus did for me and the extent of his love and extent of the pain he went through when he died for me and for everyone, that has such value and gives me such value and worth that I get that. I understand that. So I feel like the foundation I have in my life now, I always have him. I always have him to fall into his arms. So there's nothing that I can really fail altogether, because he's always there for me and has always been there for me through my years. You know, been a Christian for 20 something to almost 25 years. And I don't think there's ever a time where I disappointed him so much that he would turn his back on me or turn his face on me. In fact, when I run away, if I'm running or I'm, you know, like fleeing from a situation or a problem or hurt or pain, he actually, it says that he rises on high to show me compassion. Mm. And that just blows me away because, you know, like as a parent, when you're, you know, sometimes we scold our children when they do something wrong, but he's like, he lifts up on high and he knows that the one thing that I need is compassion, you know, and he's there. He's waiting for me to show me compassion, not a hard hand and not a judgmental finger or not a, if you should do this or you should do that. It's just compassion. He's waiting for me. So when I've, you know, every year or every day I learn something more about his love for me and I get corrected in my own love, my own understanding of love, true love, then it's helped me throughout the years to be more secure in him. And so it's made me more stronger to try things and be a little bolder and be, you know.
How did you meet Tony?
Oh, well, I first kind of fell in love with him by just hearing his name, which sounds so shallow, but it's true. So my maiden name is Tammy Fukunaga, and I love my family. But the Fukunaga part sometimes, you know, like Tammy Fukunaga, just doesn't flow as nicely out of my mouth. And when my friends would talk about, when I worked at Locomotion, I was hanging around with some girls at Surf too, and we went to the same church. But then they would always talk about this Tony Moniz guy, that name was just so nice, Tony Moniz. I'm like, oh, okay, he's a local guy. And my dream was to marry to have a local guy that's about 25 or older than me, because I always was like a mom, even in high school. Mm-hmm. My best friends, my guy friends that were my best friends, they would call me mom.
Nurturing.
Yeah, super nurturing, super like, you know, mothering, scolding, all that comes with moms. And so I just felt like I wanted somebody older, right, that won't call me mom. So I always had this thought that local boy, 5 years older than me, you know. And then so when I found out, you know, he's a local boy, I'm like, oh, how old is he? They're like, oh, 25. And I was 20. I'm like, the bells are going here. And I'm like, then I said to myself, Tony and Tammy Moniz. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cool. That is so nice. I like that. I'm in love. I didn't know what he looked like other than what they explained. And you can't go Google anybody. Right. There was
That's
no
right.
Google.
That's right.
There's no what are you going, an encyclopedia, Britannia, and looking for someone? You know, I mean, it's like you just can't look up someone like that, right? So you just have to wait until an encounter.
In 75 years of life, I have never known anyone to fall in love through a name. And what a wonderful name that was, and what a wonderful love. But tell us more. So when did you meet this Tony Moniz?
Yeah. Well, I worked at Locomotion, and Tony was traveling professional surfer then, so he was away a lot. And back then, they would be away for 3 months straight or whatever, you know. So he was always away somehow. And when I was working at Locomotion. We had like Larry Birdman and Buttons, Kalua Hill, Kalani, all writing for Locomotion. Like, and these are like the superstars of the whole surfing industry. And they wrote for Locomotion. And they would come in the store and be like, hey, you know, very flamboyant. They're so like, they have ultra personalities. It was so much fun when they came in, you know. Oh, give me some stickers, oh, blah, blah, blah. So you always knew when right when the door opened, you knew they were in there, you know, and that's my experience of them, and it was awesome. So one day, I was working in the desk, and this guy comes in, and there was a magazine rack right by the door, and, you know, you hear the door, the ring or whatever, and then just the presence is there, and you just kind of look over, and then I don't know, I promise you, like, something went on in me. Like, you know, and I looked and I'm like, John, my other store manager, I'm like, who's that guy over there? And mind you, like, this person was still like just looking at the magazine, sat, you know, was there for a bit. And he goes, oh, that's Tony Moniz. I'm like, oh, inside of my brain. Now, remember, I'm 20 years old. I'm still kind of shy Japanese girl. Like, you don't make any, you know, advances on any guys. You just wait, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm tingling, my heart's beating, like I'm getting sweaty, and I'm like, okay, that's him, you know. But I still didn't get a clear shot of his face yet. So I'm like, okay.
Tony and Tammy.
Yeah, Tony and Tammy. And then so anyways, he finishes his magazine, he walks past, and I do not know what came out of me, but I just went, hi. Are you Tony Moniz? Oh, I'm friends with Paula and, you know, Diane, all my surfer friends, because he knew them too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I did that. Like, that just was like not me at all. But so I went for it. And then he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you.
This is characteristic of love. Because when you love someone, they bring you out. They bring you out, you do things, you say things, you react in ways that you wouldn't normally do. It's like a mother's love, right? Mothers, I guess fathers too. You do things for your family that you wouldn't normally do. Mm-hmm. You step out. Well, what Tammy is describing is one of those, sounds like a movie moment. Mm-hmm. I love the way you describe it. And there she is, all giddy. She's kind of she's not at a loss for words. She knows what she's saying. She just, as she's saying it, she can't believe she's saying it because it's so unlike her. Well, you know, the Lord our God has done things for us that we wouldn't do for each other, that we probably wouldn't even do for ourselves. When we come back from our break, you would say to me, Danny, you better let her finish.
Yes.
Her story.
Thank you, Danny.
Because it's not right if you don't let her finish. It's not right to leave someone on the precipice of an exciting moment where a couple, especially the name Tony and Tammy Moniz, it just sounds like it should be emblazoned
exactly.
In lights. God made it that way. Well, don't worry. She's going to share the rest of the story when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, don't worry. I remember what I said before we went to break. Tammy Moniz is still here. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety for free, a free podcast. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about Tony and Tammy Moniz and Faith Surf School. FaithSurfSchool.com. Again, FaithSurfSchool.com. Tammy, take us back. How did you go from there when you saw Tony the first time he came into the store, Locomotion, and you introduced yourself to him?
Well, he didn't catch on to me as much as I caught on to him at first, unfortunately. And he loves that story. He loves to say that. So I'm okay, you won. It took my friend Paula to kind of push the issue. And I told her, I shared with her, like him, but I want it to be God that puts us together. I don't want nobody trying to do anything. Just let it be. If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. You know, he'll figure it out. But she didn't listen to me. So she kind of just told him, "Hey, you should go to lunch with Tammy. Let's go after church." So we did. And I was mad at her, but yet it was nice, of course. Mm-hmm. We went to Down
she
to
met
Earth.
Well.
Oh, yeah, she did. Thank you, Paula. And so we went to lunch, and then he went and traveled again right after that. And then when he came back again, I heard he was in town, and I was like, oh, my God, he's in town, but he didn't even call me. So Paula just kind of nudged him again. Hey, you should go call Tammy, you know? So he did, and we went to on our first real date. We went to my first high-class restaurant. In fact, any kind class restaurant, because, you know, we grew up and we didn't have too much, you know? Like, but not, McDonald's was a treat.
High class? Yeah.
So we went to Nick's. He took me to Nick's Fish Market for the first time, and it was quite amazing. And then I think the next day he went on another trip and was gone for like 3 months, you know.
So you got to make an impression and make it stick for 3 months.
I mean, I know.
Every time you meet.
I know.
So what happened when he came back?
When he came back, then we started writing. So being away that long, you know, you had to write in those days on
paper.
Would that
be like a letter?
A letter. Okay. You write with paper and a pen. You put it in an envelope. You have to stamp it, mail it, wait forever, and then get it, open it, write again. And, you know, it was time. But it was really precious. Like, we got to really know each other in those months. I missed him. I longed for him. But, you know, it was so nice to get to hear his heart, get to know him to know me. And, you know, I think that was a huge part of the beginning of really getting to know each other.
So you eventually got married?
Yes, 2.5 years we were dating, and then we got married. And 2 years later or so, I had my first son.
Tell us about the journey of the story of Faith Surf School, and how did it grow?
Well, we when we got married, we started going to Suzanne's
Hope
Chapel Hawaii Kai, and she had a youth group at her house, and we started there as youth group helping the youth. But we were older then, and we were helping. Gordon Horn,
pastor. And we needed you badly.
And so we just went once, and he just said, just come to check it out. Or I don't know if it was you or him. And we just, it took us one time, and we were in love with these kids. I was in total love. I mean, that first night, the girls stood in line, and I got to pray with them and talk to them, and we cried together, and I just was like forever changed. So being that we were in the surf, you know, surfers, we would take kids surfing, you know, and then we had surf camps, and Gordon was huge in putting this whole thing together, rallying all the boards together. I would go do I think they had Costco back then, right?
Well, I know that in our van, I got to go to McDonald's for breakfast for 100 kids.
Right.
Okay. I remember that. That was pretty exceptional.
I think Costco just started when we, I don't know,
yes,
maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, I'd do the Costco run, we'd do these big camps, and their biggest camp was 100 kids at Eva Beach, and we're like, like tents and everything, pots and pans. So we did that. And that was amazing. Those were great years, great times. And that's kind of where I feel like we started our school of surf, you know, from our heart. And then Tony was, you know, he stopped traveling, you know, as a professional and started, you know, doing real jobs. I mean, he's had a lot of jobs. And at that point, he was doing repping some clothing lines, and also pioneering our Faith Riding Company line. We had 5 kids, and I think my littlest one was maybe 2. And I'll never forget this. We were at a little bicycle park right at Job Corps, and the kids were on the mound and riding their bikes. And I saw my husband talking on the phone, and he looked super upset. And he doesn't get too upset like that. And one of the companies that he was repping, you know, dropped him, told him that, well, you know, we're not going to let you do this anymore. And he kind of pioneered the line here in Hawaii. So he was really upset, and it was the main source of our income. And, you know, here he has, I was home mom, and he had 5 children, and the, you know, main source of income was gone all of a sudden. So he was very upset, but then he just, you know, he's such a hard worker. I mean, he's just, he is not afraid. That's one person that is not afraid of anything. Mm-hmm. He will go 110% and be not afraid of failing. He will go for it. So he did. He just said, you know what, I gotta do something. I'm gonna try and start a surf school. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what we do, and, you know, why not? And I'm like, is this right to charge people for teaching them to surf? Like, it just didn't seem morally right, you know, because we've been doing it for so long for free and for love and everything. But he goes, this is what I do. This is what I know. This is what I love.
And you have why a family not? To support.
And we had a family to support, right. And one of his surf friends, you know, Hans Hiedemann, he had surf schools going on. So he goes, you know what, I can do this, you know. So he did. He just got the credit card, purchased like 5 or 6 surfboards, big surfboards, put it on our bus up little truck and went down to Waikiki. He would work out in the early morning, and then he made these flyers and just passed them out on the beach and took them right there by the Waikiki wall. And that's where we kind of started, right on the, you know, and the pounding the pavement right there.
And did the clothing line follow?
No, the clothing line we did before. Yeah.
So you already
prior
had
to
that.
We already had that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's still going strong?
Right now, no. Since we started the surf school at the Marriott about 10 years ago, we just put all our efforts in there. Okay. You know.
And you know, Danny, I want to share with you real quickly, when Nick Wojcicki comes to the islands, Tony takes him surfing. Mm. And it's really classic because we have to build up the board with towels and duct tape to give Nick about 18 inches so that he can put his chin on it and stand up. He absolutely loves it. And Tony and Tammy have been such a blessing to him. I have some little cord of his that I keep at my house for when he comes the next time.
Oh, so awesome.
How did the business grow?
The surf school?
Yeah.
Well, we started off at the Marriott, and we had pretty much Tony and another surf instructor. We just had a website, word of mouth, you know, and from then it was, you know, it was a smaller surf school. And about 7 years ago, we were offered to partner together with Beach Activities Maui, and they were at the Sheraton. That was a huge step. And, you know, to be able to be in Waikiki and on the same sand as, you know, Dukanamoku and where Tony grew up, you know, he grew up there. My kids, you know, surfed there since they were young. To have anywhere on that beach was such an honor and such a blessing. So we got to run the surf stand off of the Sheraton Waikiki. And then 3 years after that, we got to go to the Outrigger Waikiki on the beach right in front of Duke's restaurant. And that particular place is very, very special. Like, it was always special to Tony and I. Like, if you got to choose, if, you know, anywhere on the beach, it's just a special place to be in front of Duke's restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the feel of the whole beach is just a magical place. You know, the surf is amazing, everything. So people come there, like they're there. You know, everyone's there already. They come, and it's just we get to meet people from all over the world and make friends and lovers of the ocean and lovers of surfing. We've had few people that have actually moved to the islands because they love surfing so much, and it just transforms their life, you know. And so, you know, we still go there every day and look, open our eyes, and we're like, Diamond Head and all this beauty, and you're like, we can't even imagine that this is our job.
I think about the word setback there at the Job Corps Park when you saw Tony upset because of the news he received. What a setback. Mm-hmm. And then God giving him the grace of that tenacity, going 100%+ just to take care of his family, pound the pavement. A setback. Setback, come back. Setback, come back.
That's good.
Sounds to me like a resurrection quality. When you're down, you're actually on a launching pad, a new trajectory in your life. And maybe you wouldn't be able to rise that high unless you went that low. Mm-hmm. More from Tammy Moniz. Heart to heart with you when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So they name it Faith Serve School. I love the word faith because the scripture says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In other words, you see something by faith, you hope for something, but it's not there, like a surf school. Tony Moniz saw something that no one else could see because it hadn't materialized yet. But then he pounds the pavement, he passes out flyers, works out early in the morning, puts these boards on credit, and because he needs it. And then it grows. 10-plus years later, Faith Surf School has really exploded and now is serving so many, and lives are being changed as a result. Mm-hmm. The Good Life Radio Show here, Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro, Tammy Moniz in studio with us. Tammy, what lessons has the Lord taught you as a wife and mother?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is just trusting God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength, whatever strength I might have at that point. But, you know, life is tough and it's not, life isn't fair. You have your hard knocks and you get tripped. Mm-hmm. But He is always constant. You know, so everything else is like, it can fade, it just withers, it can wither, but He is always constant. And so to trust in Him has been my greatest reward and my life, I would have to say.
Mm-hmm. As a wife, someone today is a spouse, a wife, and what lessons has the Lord taught you as a wife?
Love and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We have to love. Like it says that love is the greatest thing, you know, mm-hmm. and so you never go wrong with love. If Jesus's love was poured out for us and conquered death, like, that's what I have, you know? And so love covers a multitude of sins. So with love, you cannot go wrong. Whether you're in the hurts, you know, you've been hurt, or whether you're doing the hurting, love, you just can never go wrong with love.
does that translate even to the kids? You've homeschooled all five of your mm-hmm. children, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Would that relate there as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think as a mom, you can love too much almost. Like you can, I feel like as a mom, you just hope for the best. You know, you want the best for your child, especially when maybe I had a, you know, harder upbringing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't even think they really know my whole story as a, you know, and as a youngster, but you know, I just didn't want them to suffer or to have any pain, you know, mm-hmm. But they still do, you know, and they're still going to make their own decisions in life and some great and some not so great. So as a mom, you know, we just have to keep on loving. I've had to love and forgive. And, you know, when you feel disappointed, you know, I'm just like, again, the Lord doesn't teach us to be disappointed with someone when they fail. He teaches us to love and have compassion, you know, so it's been a constant, you know, learning thing for me as a person, as a human being, to overcome obstacles in my life that would try to trap me and like hold me down or almost like put me in a little cage. And God just says, no, you don't have to be in that cage because I came to set you free. So be free. But I'd have to learn what that was. You know, it's there for me. It's there for all of us. And he already paid the price. There's nothing more that anyone can do to make us free. It's already been done. So it's mm-hmm. just a matter of us understanding what the truth is and walking in it, especially when it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, what's your favorite scripture?
Oh, that's really hard. I have one of my favorite scriptures is in repentance and rest is your salvation. Mm. And in quietness and trust is your strength. And it goes on, and I can almost read the whole thing because I love it so much. But in that first two, in repentance and rest is your salvation. When I read that first, I was just intrigued by it because in repentance means to turn away from anything that I know that I'm doing is hurtful to the Lord. So in repentance and rest. So like, okay, rest. I mean, do we know what rest is these days? I'm like, I have a hard time with resting. But he's saying in repentance.
You almost feel guilty by resting.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But he says in repentance and rest is my salvation. So like when I feel like I'm drowning or dying or like, I can't do this anymore. Or, life isn't fair. This is not fair. You know, and I'm just like, feel like I'm caving in and my world's caving in. Or I feel like I'm in quicksand or a whirlpool. He's saying in repentance and rest is my salvation. And that is just so contrary to like, you know, if you're in a quicksand, you're like, get me out of here, you know, and it's like, you want to do the opposite. I can't rest. If I rest, I'm going to sink, you know, or in repentance, why should I repent? You know, they got to repent, not me, you know, but it's like, no, repentance and rest is your salvation. Okay. And quietness and trust is your strength. So like, we go work out, you know, we do like all these crazy things to get strong these days, right? And we grunt and moan and we want to sweat and work out. But he's saying, in quietness and trust is my strength. I'm like, what? In quietness? How do I be quiet right now? You know, mm-hmm. I want to scream. I want to punch someone out, you know? It's like in quietness and trust, and that's such an opposite, you know? Mm. But when I settle down and just like, okay, just settle down, just surrender myself, just like put everything down, even if I think I'm right. Well, because I'm mostly right, right? But, you know, like putting all those things down, my disappointments, my shame, my pain, my everything. It's like, and I find that place of just looking at him, then something just comes over you. Like, because the truth kind of sets in and it just releases me from that trap, that bondage, that jail I was in, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just is the most amazing thing to be, to have all my circumstances exactly the same as it was 5 minutes ago. I always felt like I was dying and I wanted to die. But then in 5 minutes, because I've just sat there to struggle to like find Jesus and to relax and rest in him and look to him and stop like complaining, just complain to him and look to him. Then it's like this overwhelming sensation just comes over. Like I was, the gate got unlocked and I just went out like a bird free. And it is the most amazing place to be, because that truly shows me how real Jesus is, you know?
So through that scripture, which is so powerful, I'm wondering if Danny's ever had that as a favorite scripture. I haven't heard it. But it allows you to take your eyes off of your circumstances and focus back on Christ.
Yeah.
Tammy, we've got a minute left. You say a prayer for someone who's listening and saying, I want to experience what Tammy Moniz is experiencing. Please.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I thank you so much for this time. And I thank you for everyone who's listening right now. And I thank you, God, for my life that has been saved through your grace and through your love and your mercy and your compassion. I thank you for being still for me when my world is so loud and obnoxiously like trying to ruin myself. I can't find myself, but you do, God. You silence everything so I can see you, so I can feel you, and touch you, but I've got to get there. So I pray, Lord Jesus, for everyone listening, if they're feeling a little nudge in their heart, that they would be able to sit here with me right now and rest. And may you just come, God, and just fill them right now with your presence. Would you fill them with your peace? Would you show them how much you love them? And that you already demonstrated to them thousands of years ago. I love you so much, Father. Thank you for being so real. And thank you for saving my life, God. It's been an amazing journey. Hard, but so amazing. Blessings on everyone, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tammy, we feel your heart. We resonate with you and you with us, and the Lord's grace, blessing, and anointing is upon you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Danny.
Mahalo.
Dear one, I hope that you were so moved, even as we have been, by Tammy Moniz. You can find out more and connect with her and Tony. FaithSurfSchool.com. You know, there's no better time than right now, as I normally say, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tammy Moniz. More at faithsurfschool.com. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life Radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.